Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 920, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Not convict Frank under the testimony of Conley alone, but that to do so, there must be a witness other than Conley or circumstances corroborating the evidence of Conley. 78. Because the court permitted the witness, Irene Jackson, at the instance of the Solicitor General, and over the objection of the defendant, made at the time the testimony was offered that the same was irrelevant, immaterial, illegal, and prejudicial to the defendant, to testify substantially as follows. I remember having a conversation with Mr. Starnes about a dressing room incident. I told him that Mr. Frank came to the door of the dressing room while Emily Mayfield was dressing. He looked and turned around and walked out, just pushed the door open and looked in. I don't know whether he smiled or not. I never noticed to see whether he smiled or not. He just kind of looked at us and turned and walked out. I didn't know whether he saw me or not. I was sitting on the floor of the dressing room at the time. Miss Emily Mayfield had her top dress on and was walking out. I had my dress in my hand to put it on. I didn't report that to the police. Miss Ermile did. I have heard remarks other than those of Miss Sibley, but about Frank going into the dressing room, but I don't remember who told them. I just remember I heard something about it two or three different times, but I don't remember anything about it, just a few times. I heard the girls talking about Mr. Frank going into the dressing room on two or three different occasions. It was the middle of the week after we started to work there. I don't remember the time. Mr. Frank also entered the dressing room when my sister was in there lying down. She just had her feet up on the table. She had them on a stool, I believe. She was dressed. I don't remember how her dress was. I didn't look. I paid no attention to him. Only he just walked in and turned and walked out, looked at the girls that were sitting in the window and walked out. There was something said about this, but I don't remember. I have heard something about him going in the room and staring at them, but I don't remember exactly. Mr. Frank walked in the dressing room on Miss Mamie Kitchens. She and I were in there. I have heard this spoken of, but I don't remember. I have heard them speak of other times when I wasn't there. Mr. Frank said nothing either time when I was there. The door was pushed to, but there was no way to fasten the door. He pushed the door open and stood in the door. The dressing room had a mirror in it. It was all one room, except there were a few lockers for the four ladies, and there was a place where the girls changed their street dresses and got into their working dresses, and vice versa. There was no way for Mr. Frank to tell before he opened the door what the condition of the girls was in there. I do not know whether he knew they were in there or not. That was the usual time for the girls to go in the dressing room, undress, and get ready to go to work, changing their street clothes and putting on their working clothes. We had all registered on before we went up there in the dressing room. Mr. Frank knew the girls had stopped there to register. The day he looked in the dressing room at Miss Mayfield, he smiled, or made some kind of a face that looked like a smile, smiling at Miss Mayfield. He didn't speak or didn't say a word. This evidence was objected to for the reasons above stated, and for the further reason that statements tending to show the conduct of Mr. Frank with girls in going into the dressing room with girls was intended to create 100.